Well, hey there, B-Siders. Pastor Chris back with you for another B-Side. This time, we're in 1 John chapter 2. And for this one, I want to dive a little deeper into the middle section from verses 12 to 14. It's a beautiful interlude that John takes as he considers his audience and waxes poetic for a spell. I picture John looking out over a congregation of believers, the old apostle, the last of the living eyewitnesses to Christ. And he sees in the crowd the kids, the fathers and mothers, the young men and women, and all of their eyes, young and old, fixed upon him, needing encouragement, needing assurance. Now, I realize that John is actually writing here, but in his mind's eye, he sees them, and he breaks from his letter to tell each of them what he sees in them and share his own heart for them. He addresses them in three generations: children, fathers, and young men. The stages of life are so strikingly different, and that's true of our walk with God as well. It's likely that John has that in mind here, not just chronological age, but maturity in their walk with God. And I rather enjoy how he weaves around the ages out of order, because maturity in Christ works like that sometimes. Growing up isn't always linear, but it does make progress. Sometimes we mature in loops. Now, while John uses masculine terms here, he is certainly speaking to the girls, mothers, and young women as well. Don't hold this one against John here. He's working with the language and culture he's got. I think this is primarily a difficulty of translation. In English, it sounds like he's addressing a men's retreat, but John wrote in Greek, and it's pretty clear from context he's talking to all of us. So John shares his heart for each generation and each stage in our walk, and each one comes back to all the basics of faith he's written about thus far: forgiven for sin, knowing God, overcoming evil, obeying his word, and knowing God. Did I say knowing God already? Yeah, so did John. He's going to come back to that a few times. So let's pick it up at verse 12. I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. Children, brand new in Christ and just starting out, your sins have been forgiven. Clean slate. You begin this walk with a clear conscience. If you have confessed your sin, he is faithful and he is just, and he has forgiven all your sin. And he is purifying you from all unrighteousness. That's your foundation. Start there. Notice that your sins have been forgiven on account of. There's a reason for it, a proper accounting that shows your ledger clean, forgiven. Check the books. In your book, in the space where all the sins are logged and accounted, Jesus wrote his name in as responsible, forgiven on account of his name. He took it. Children, know you are forgiven. Verse 13. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. Fathers, mothers, mature in the faith, grown, educated, paid your dues, took your punches, and, when necessary, told your puns. Wouldn't be fatherhood without a few dad jokes. But jokes are not. Parenthood requires perseverance, and it gives you the experience and wisdom to take the long view of life's trials. So with all that experience, what is the heart of our walk now? John keeps it simple. You know him. You know the Eternal One, the one who has been around a whole lot longer than you, from the very beginning. You know him. This is a core theme to John's whole letter. And the word for know here does not mean simple head knowledge, like knowing a set of facts or truth. This is personal. You know him. Fellowship. That is maturity. Next up, still in verse 13, the next line. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. The young men, the young women, what a time in life. Young and energetic and strong, zealous and confident, brave enough to take on the world and dumb enough to try it. You'll have a lot to learn yet, but you know enough to go out there and go for it. And in Christ, You have overcome the evil one. You are victorious. This one is a flash forward to chapter 5, but for now, suffice it to say, in Jesus we win. Verse 14. I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. Back to the new in faith, the fresh hearts, the children. From the start, you know your sins are forgiven, and you know the Father. You can call him that. You can call him Dad or Abba, or the term that makes him most personal to you, because that's what he is, your Father. And that's amazing. You are adopted, and he is Dad. You don't have to wait or mature, and you definitely don't have to earn it. He just loves you. Then, still in verse 14, next line. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. Now back to the elders, moms and dads, who possess a much deeper sense of what it means that God calls us his kids and calls himself our Father. Now, if you compare verse 13 to 14, you may have noticed that John's word for us in the older generation hasn't changed much, or at all. It's the same line. Why? So we never lose hold of what matters most. You know him. We can get excited about a lot of different things, about spiritual warfare, going to heaven, and our new bodies there. All good. But remember what Jesus said. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Back to verse 14, last line. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Back to the young, to those on their way, mature but not arrived, you are strong. Able to do, able to work, and to fight the good fight. But you won't win that fight with your strength alone. It may give you boldness, but you need more. So remember, the Word of God lives in you. It's alive and it's in you. The imperishable seed of God's Word is alive and active in your mind and in your heart. The double-edged sword is ready for battle, and with it, you overcome. I love that word. You not only persevere, you win. So fight the good fight. Take your stand against the evil one. This world and all its evil will muster its strength and twist its schemes against you, but it shall not prevail. For the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Even in your weakness, he is strong. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. He has overcome the world. And that is John's heart for the children, the elders, and the young. Thanks for joining me on the B-Side, guys. I'll see you next time.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.